We are back. This is the Exposed segment of Worship Factory on 99.5 KKLA. Thank you for tuning in, getting with us. Get on worshipfactory.net. Send us some emails. Get a hold of us, Mariana, John, Monique.
Woo-hoo.
Over here.
Email us,
Christmas
please.
Time is here.
Yes, even if it's just to say Merry Christmas, just email.
We like it. We get all giddy when we get email from people.
We're just a giddy in general. We're a giddy group. We're like the elves.
I know. Responding, our listeners are typing in.
We get giddy when we eat our sweet potato fries. We get giddy with anything.
It's true.
I wake up in the morning giddy. And I wake up and I'm like, what are you going to do today, John? I'm going to be giddy. That's what I'm going to be. It's my goal for the day is to be giddy.
Yes. There you go.
So I'm going to throw it to Mariana because Mariana, speaking of giddy, is so excited.
I know. I'm so excited that we have you guys with us today because usually, you know, most of the people that we get are around the musical area, but we have some actors, so Woo-hoo! We have part of my tribe Yay! Here, which is great. But no, I had a question actually for you guys. Do you guys ever get burned out?
Ooh, good question.
Well, you know, the struggle is always a challenge in this industry. I mean, it's an industry of highs and lows. I mean, that part, but the creative part, never.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I mean, never.
But the whole game? The whole schmooze game, does that ever play the political?
Mm-hmm. Plus the competing, I can imagine, it has to get old too, because I'm athletes. I was football and baseball, and it's always when you're trying to beat out someone that's right behind you, if not better than you, it's got to be a challenge, I guess. Just keep prayer.
Yeah, because and the thing is, you said too, the difference between what we do as artists versus what an athlete does, when you put on a helmet and you're playing football, your talent is what carries the day. It doesn't matter how you look.
Yeah.
In our business, it could be, you know, Kirk, you're right, but your eyebrows are just a little bit off. We're going to go somewhere else. You know, and as an athlete, you don't have to deal with that. You know, you either jump the furthest, run the fastest, or throw the farthest. But in our game, sometimes it comes down to, well,
the
who
best
you know,
doesn't always get
or they don't like your ears.
Yeah.
Good job. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm in radio. My looks do not matter.
But he's actually quite handsome, lady.
I paid her to say that. I promise I paid her to say that.
But do you guys ever feel like, you know, aside from the competition, that it's a, you know, you ever get judged, like a judgment? Not even from a Christian standpoint, from just an actor standpoint, where you always have to act a certain way, be a certain way.
I think that
I know this is heavy stuff, right?
It.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of it in terms of being judged, but I guess when I stopped to think about it, you could call it that, because when you walk into a room, you're immediately sized up. Mm-hmm. Like the minute you walk into the audition room.
I had a casting director tell me that they'll make their decision probably 30 seconds.
Before you even open your mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess we're always being judged in that sense.
Well, you know, the thing was trippy. I was reading for another creepy role, and and it was the strangest thing where I'm sitting in the room. They wanted me to stick around. It was a producer, and another producer walked by, and Joni was there too. She just walked by me, and I'm sitting in a chair. She walked 2 feet, stopped, turned around, and got about a foot from my face and just stood there and stared for like about 10 seconds. Never said a word to me.
Wow, who's the creepy one now?
And then got up and walked off.
Did you get the role?
It'll be like probably for like next season. But it was the weirdest thing because she just stopped dead in her feet and just staring at me about like a foot away. Like that's like a
normal.
So I felt like I was the monkey at the zoo. You know, I was the monkey at the zoo.
That definitely sounds like an actor thing.
I was the monkey at the zoo.
Definitely sounds like an actor thing because actors are known to have their method or their, you know, this is my thing. This is how I prepare, which, you know.
But, you know, the thing is, too, in this, because everybody creative, you're right, has their own different way of doing stuff. And some people, you look at it and you think it's kind of weird. We try to stay pretty grounded. I mean, everybody's creative, but at the same time, too, we're grateful for what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes some artists, they're not grateful. And those are the ones that act like complete oddballs at times. And, you know, because creative people, sometimes they're left to center anyway. But I think the key is if you can figure out to be creative, but just not be, but be grateful for what you're getting. And that's where a lot of people take it, you know, they just take that for granted.
Hey, I know you guys kind of jumped into this whole acting thing later in your careers. Did you, even though you came in later, did you do workshops or cold reading, you know, any kind of education? Like, have you done any training?
Yes. I actually started out, the first class that I took was an improv workshop.
Okay.
And then I've taken since then lots of acting classes from different instructors, different methods, Meisner technique. I've taken commercial workshops from a couple of people. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I took a couple, just a couple. But for me, though, both my folks are very creative. My mom's an artist. My dad was a longtime football coach, but he also had a drama minor in college.
Cool. Oh,
so my dad did Mark Twain professionally for years. And so for me, I was always around it. I mean, so my folks are super creative, but I was like you. I followed like an athletic path for a lot of years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of put that on the back burner. And then, but for me, I think the most comfortable I am, if you put me on a stage, if we're singing and there's 10,000 people, or if you put me in front of a camera and they say action,
you're happy.
My heart rate does not go up one beat.
Yes.
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't. But if you put me in front of five people and I don't know them, that's where I'm uncomfortable. It's weird.
And again, you are listening to The Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5. We are sitting here with Joni and Kirk. Now, is it Beauville? How do you pronounce
Beauville.
It? Beauville. All right. I want to make sure I got pronounce it right. Pronounce it right. And this is the Exposed segment, which is targeted towards the college age group of not necessarily Christian, but definitely God-minded. And I think that's one thing that I would like to hear from you guys is there's got to be some sort of fear involved when going into the industry and saying, yeah, we're a faith. You know, we have faith. This is
what
we're going to do. Yeah, we have rules. We have guidelines. We're not going to do this. We're going to do this. And I would like to know, how do you guys stay to the core and stay to the faith of, okay, if I turn this job down, another God will provide another job for me? I mean, you know, you get it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a good question, especially, you know, for us, it's a little bit different in the fact that we're older, so we're not hitting the same challenges that the college age kids do. Because to me, the college age kids, they have the toughest walk, the toughest Christian walk to me, especially the single college age kids, because that's the toughest thing to walk out is to, you know, if you're trying to try to stay pure, and that is such in itself is a huge challenge. So I have a ton of respect for anybody that claims that they're a Christian and they're trying to walk that walk is college age, because most kids usually are not at that point. They're usually partying in college, and it's kind of like when they hit their 30s or their 40s or their 50s when they decide, oops, I need to swing back.
Things start to level out.
Yeah, but
yeah. But I think at the same time, I think it's really to get to your question, I think about what do we do or how do we stay focused and stay true to our beliefs, yeah, and our morals and things. It's every day when I wake up or when we wake up, you know, just be in prayer and just offer ourselves up to add to the better good of the world around us.
Have you had turned down work?
And I have, but only one that I can remember. Mm. And that was a job that I won't say what it was for, but it was a job where they wanted the girls to be topless. And it just wasn't worth it for me, to me, or for me to do that job. And I turned it down knowing that God had something better for me in store. And he has since then just like he's blessed me so many times more than what that would have meant for
very
me.
Cool.
And I think what's important to acknowledge there is even if you don't have a problem necessarily being topless, it's the fact that, you know, we're required not to be a stumbling block.
Exactly.
So though you might not have a problem with it, the fact that someone else that sees that is going to be thinking, you know, you become the stumbling block and you cause problems.
Exactly.
And, you know, there might be some people, like for me, for example, I sort of get concerned that everything I might do is a stumbling block when in my acting career. And then you opt not to do stuff.
But you know what, too? I think a long time ago, I was in a, I can't remember what the workshop was called, but I just remember that it was at Azusa College, at that college, and Azusa Christian.
And that's where I graduated
one
from,
of the things that came up in that workshop was a young actress, like a college age actress, didn't want to do a beer commercial. And she brought that up to the workshop because she thought, beer commercial, bad. You know, there may be an alcoholic who watches this and causes them to stumble. But one of the things I always remember the casting director said to her was, you know, how about if you flip that around? Maybe God has given you an opportunity to work that beer commercial as a job, and he's blessing you. And those who know and love you matter. They know. Yeah. They know what you're doing. And for those who don't, you know, you could use that as an opportunity to minister and say, hey, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink beer. It was a job. And then use that opportunity to talk to people in a whole different light.
So speaking to the artist who, you know, has opted out, has kind of, because I've noticed that in myself. I know this. We're getting vulnerable here, where I've opted out of a lot of things because of the fear of I don't know if this is right or wrong, yeah. or and then you feel like, oh, okay, if I'm not being judged by the actors, I'm going to be judged by the Christians.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to be judged by somebody.
I think you should just let it go. Don't worry about.
You know, I always say, what does God think? You know, really, exactly. Really, it's an audience of one. Exactly. So if you're continually seeking God's will, God, give me wisdom. Should I do this or not? He's going to tell you.
Exactly. In your heart of hearts, you know, only you know in your heart of hearts, if your Holy Spirit or your divine spirit or whatever you want to call that is guiding you to do it and you feel okay about it, I'd say it's
nothing. It's okay. Nobody else matters.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, there's only one judge.
Right.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
right.
That's, when you die and you get to heaven, he's the only one that's going to say, okay, well, let's get a list out. Let's see what you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody else, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming today, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. I think Mariana got some use out of the conversation.
I know, yeah. And I just have to mention that I love that you were in my favorite TV show, Sons of Anarchy. It was awesome.
It's a good show.
And again, this is Worship Factory. This is the Exposed segment on KKLA 99.5. Write to us. Send us a letter. Just get connected with us. Tell us your thoughts and any questions or any topics you'd like us to talk about. And we'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas!
See ya!
Merry Christmas!